And recording as of right now.
I'm ready recording. All right, everybody. This is another attempt here on the Schmitz Kind Show. They don't have to know that we've started a few different times to finally figure out what we're going to be talking about. Our theme for today is looking.
Obsession. I'm just kidding.
Whoa, one minute. No, our theme today is looking back, .. as sayings. These are sayings. So, here's our theme song.
This has been the Schmitzcon Show.
Looking back. Okay. So, Asher, I need you to choose a number between 1 and 4.
4.
All right. A timestamp between 000 and 104.
1.
All right. Cool.
1 second.
1 second. Perfect. I will load that up while we do our introductions. Welcome, everybody, to the Schmitzcon Show. My name is Joshua.
My name is Asher.
And, well, I mean, I guess this is the Schmitzcon Show. Roll it! In a place we will leave in a time when the sea is not so easy. And it's been grand, it's been hard, and it's gone faster sometimes than now. All right, that's 20 seconds. So, for context, that was, Spotify searched looking back, and therefore the top 4 results came up, and I let you choose which one. So that song is called Looking Back.
It wasn't a Fat Marley.
No, I did not look up Looking Back.
But that's okay, because we're not to the Fat Marley Meacher.
We'll get there.
We're not to Marley Meacher yet.
We're not to the Marley Meacher. That is correct. So, today, we are highlighting and focusing in, if you will, on 2 sayings, both prefaced with looking back.
And before we preface that,
yes,
shouldn't we kind of explain a little bit what looking back might mean to both of us?
Yes. When I initially hear looking back, I think, oh, let me look back and say I should have asked you to go first. So go ahead.
Wow, that's a very bold move. Looking back, reflecting on experiences, I would say mostly overall, I just think of reflecting on experiences. I would also think, if we're going in terms of sayings, there's a lot I could think of. I'm hoping that neither of these ideas are stealing yours, but one thing I can think of immediately is the emotion or kind of feeling of regret. So an emotion of regret. So think of the phrase, looking back, I should have said.
Okay. Looking back, I should have said. That is very real. And I think that falls under one of 2 categories. Tonight we're talking about, or this morning. Ooh, when are you listening to this, Frankie? Let us know. You know how.
3 in the morning.
I want somebody to do the Schmitzcon Show marathon, which is, it's not as intense as it may seem. For the next 24 episodes we release, I want you to listen at a different time of day. They average, well, just under an hour. So this episode, if you listen at 1 p.m., the next one you're listening to at 2 p.m., the next one, 3 p.m., and so on. That's the challenge, Frankie. I bet you can do it. Okay. But we're talking about two different categories.
Not as impressive as doing a Schmitzcon Show marathon. I just want to throw that out there.
Binge every episode
back to back, listen all of them.
And you will win a Schmitzcon Show hat if you can prove that you did it. So,
post it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Except that neither of us use YouTube, yeah, so we won't see it.
Yeah, well, if you send us a link on the email, schmitzconshow@gmail.com, we definitely will. All right. The 2 correct categories you've all been wondering and probably can't figure it out on your own. So looking back, .. we've got, it's all hindsight 2020, and then we've got no regrets. 2 very different things. And you started there, Asher, to talk about things you would have changed. I think that falls under the hindsight 2020, which essentially means, well, you know, looking back, seeing what's behind me, it's perfectly clear I should have done XYZ.
Hindsight 2020. You know, I haven't really thought of that as a saying as much. I always just kind of, I haven't heard it said often enough to be able to conclude what I realize now. I guess I always thought of it as someone just maybe reflecting onto something that actually happened in 2020. But now I do appreciate that it actually has a use in maybe a regret or something that you wish you could have done better as just a general reference, because 2020 stank.
Well, I think this saying has been around before 2020. It's like 2020 vision. Like, looking back, it's perfectly really? Clear. Yeah, I think so. Let me do a little query.
I just made myself look silly in front of... Well, I didn't make myself look like anything. But I sounded silly in front of all my listeners.
Hindsight 2020 is a film that came out in 2015. So we knew it's been around since then. Wow. Saying origin.
Shame on
Here
me.
Here we go. Yeah, the earliest usage of hindsight 2020 appears in the article in California newspaper, the Van Nuys News, February 17, 1949, written by the humorist Richard Armour. He wrote, "Most people's hindsight 2020, nothing could be clearer." So, hindsight 2020, you would have, like, looking back, hindsight 2020. You should not have just said that. Now you know. Now that you do know some stuff that you didn't know, you wouldn't have said that. Would you agree?
Well, no, because I don't regret anything I say.
Perfect. All right. These are...
Moving on.
We're not moving on. I think
start.
We're going to...
This is a Q&A.
Jump between. Okay, keep going.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, cool. We're jumping between these sayings tonight. So today, this morning, evening, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, etc. I mean, you were the one that said moving on, so I presume you want to say something.
No, I was thinking you were going to state the next one.
Okay, well,
because we're jumping in between the two.
We are jumping in between the two. So, a hindsight, which one would you like to talk more about right now?
I thought you had two and you were jumping between your two.
No, these are the two. Looking back, no regrets and hindsight 2020.
Oh, no regrets and hindsight. I thought you were saying that hindsight 2020 was the no regrets one.
No.
I was very, very mixed up.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the Schmitz Con Show. If you're still with us, here we go again.
Wow, I'm struggling this one.
That's all right. Hindsight 2020 is like, looking back, I have regrets and would have changed these things. It's all become clear to me. No regrets is saying, you know, I did some things that didn't feel good, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. That's what the...
Okay.
There we go. Start the episode.
No regrets. I think of it like, okay, no regrets. I don't regret just opening my window and making a loud screeching sound into the microphone.
I love the weather.
Looking back, a lot of things we do in life can be painful. Would you agree?
Yes. Things that we do to ourselves.
But we can grow.
And things that happen to us. But we can grow.
Yeah, we can grow through them. Like, let's say it was probably painful to... have to shell out all the money to fix your car.
Yeah.
But you don't regret doing it.
Even though
you had to lose some money.
I don't regret doing it.
And it's for the experience.
And looking back, like, I mean, it sucks, but like, it wasn't that, like, I don't think that applies. Well, okay, I guess I could say no regrets because my car drives now. So I suppose it falls into that category.
Okay, well, let's take something a little bit more relatable. We went to Pictured Rocks, and it rained one of the nights.
Yes.
It was not the most pleasant night in the tent.
Yes.
It was soggy.
Correct.
And
wet.
Yeah, it was very soggy.
It was cold.
And not comfortable.
It was not comfy, indeed.
Right. Do you regret it, though?
No.
Looking back on it?
No, I do not regret that one.
But you were uncomfortable the whole time.
In the moment, I was very uncomfortable. Oh, my gosh. Are these the same thing? Because looking back, it makes it... Well,
One thought at a time.
Yeah. So, I think because it was out of my control... It was kind of like I was tired enough too to just sleep through the discomfort and I knew it was going to suck in the morning, and it did. But like, I think it's all like, I didn't have any control over it. If I look back at a race that I ran, I would say maybe if I didn't get the time I wanted, I would say, man, I wasn't feeling great. Looking back, it's so easy to say, I should have XYZ. I do have regrets here. But at the same time, in that moment, this is where we start to differentiate between in the moment and looking back, I suppose. In the moment, I was like, felt like I was pushing myself as hard as I could. Or it hurt to my ankle or whatever to do that, so it slowed me down a little. I don't know if that's, I don't think that's a no regrets situation. Maybe I would have won $100,000 if I won the race. And these are all hypotheticals, by the way. Maybe I would have won $100,000 if I won the race. And looking back, you know, I should have injured my ankle to get across the finish line. But I don't know. Is any of this making sense to you?
No, but I would say having no regrets, but feeling positive about looking at something that happened in the past doesn't mean you didn't have to feel pain. So a lot of good experiences happen through, you know, suffering, like running a race. It hurts when you run a race, but you won. Looking back, you don't regret running that race, even though it stank in the moment.
Right.
Because what came at the end was a much better thing overall.
Right.
So you can have a negative, like a negative, let's say, journey to get something positive, but you don't regret the negative journey because it was negative, because you get the outcome.
Yeah. Sometimes.
But what about something?
Yeah. Yeah, we're thinking the same thing.
Something that happens that is negative and has a negative outcome, like playing Sacrifice. Actually, no, I don't know if I regret Sacrifice. But it's okay. How about you yell at your siblings because they're frustrating you when you're younger, and then you get in trouble because you are acting bossy? Looking back, you probably don't have. No, you probably do have regrets. Like, oh, I probably should have treated that person better. Nothing good came of it.
Right. Or just when you're acting like a bad person in general. Or like there's one person who's, like a sibling annoying me. Yeah, I've got some regret. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have XYZ. I've been using the phrase XYZ a lot. That can be a bonus saying today. I shouldn't have done this, said that. Because A, it was a bad thing to do, but also just the outcome that came, I don't like it. So therefore, I do regret what got me here. If I would have been polite, been kind, I was about to say it again, XYZ, then I would not have been sitting in, this is very elementary, sitting in the timeout chair. I would not have been grounded to my bedroom. While I'm grounded in my bedroom, I hopefully, this is what parenting is for, if I'm not mistaken, can realize my mistakes, have regrets, repent, get out of my room at the appropriate time.
Do you think it's strange that when we when you run a race and you don't know if you're going to win or not, whatever happens to be, do you think about regretting it later? Or is it kind of strange how you don't demotivate because something is painful in the moment? Like, why do we as people actually care to push that hard if it stinks? Like, that's something that most, like, animals won't do.
Right.
Like, we're different than animals in that way.
Right.
And is that, why is that?
I'm not sure. Because there have been times when I'm in a race and I'm thinking, I'm going to regret it later if I know I'm not, I thought to go faster, but didn't. Or if I could get a better time. Something in my mind also, it goes like, it's for 5 minutes. If it's like a track race, it's a mile, whatever. So 5 minutes that I'm feeling uncomfortable and that's it. Like if I go faster, it's like, that's it. 5 minutes is so short. Like, you know, in 6 hours from now, I'm going to be complaining about this And it's never going to get out of my head that, yeah, that, what's the word? What am I trying to say? It's never going to get out of my head that I didn't push harder because I wanted to get down to 5 minutes. It's like, it's almost a, like a low risk, high reward.
Well, I think it's because you have a, as people, we can predict, or we have an idea of what could happen in the future.
Right.
And we can use that to influence us in the moment.
Yes.
That's not something that other things do. Uh-huh. Like a dog, well, except maybe if you take very ingrained things like storing food for winter.
Yeah.
Like a squirrel bearing nuts.
Right.
But an animal won't run 3 miles in a race because... And try and beat all the others, uh-huh. even if it's in last place. Like, it's just going to give up if it can't do something.
Yeah.
And it's going to go do something of its own accord. Like, we can think of, even if I don't win, it was worth it. And that'll keep you motivated in the moment. But isn't, you were also talking a bit about, like, that can be, it can be demotivating. But you can, you say, oh, it's 5 minutes. I can push myself to do this.
Right. In the moment, it's like, I can't do this. It feels like I can't. But also later, I'm going to wish I did. Because later, right now, let's say in the present, let's make up a scenario. I was running earlier today and, you know, I wanted to get this specific time. And this scenario is while I was running, I thought I was going my hardest. But now looking back, I'm like, I feel fine. There's no fatigue. There's no nothing. I regret not going faster. When really, maybe I shouldn't be regretting it because in that moment, I was working. It's almost like you can't really say it without being in it, if that makes sense.
What about the opposite, where you know you're going to regret something in the future, but you do it for the pleasure of the moment? Like eating an entire tub of ice cream.
Yes. So I was also thinking of that, where it feels good now, but later it will be big regrets. Like
the Living Waters podcast. I'll listen to it in the moment, but I know I'm going to regret it later because I'm just going to hear Ray Comfort's voice in my head on and repeat.
Is that so?
Yeah. I come with voice. It actually happened today. Oh, and I did not like it actually. That's why I bring it up, is that it angered me because I listened to the podcast and then it's like you have a song repeating in your head. Sometimes we're not aware of it though. Like you listen to your favorite song and then it quickly becomes your least favorite song because it doesn't stop playing in your head.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the ice cream.
Yes. I think, look, in the moment, it is so worth it. But then truly looking back, it's like, yeah, no, I genuinely, like, can I repent of this and feel better immediately? Because, like, that ice cream isn't sitting well after a whole tub. So there's no regrets in the moment. But looking back, then it's like, well, now that I've experienced the full 9 yards, of feeling terrible from ice cream, feeling good, the being it's that's so hard. It outweighs it, whatever one you're currently dealing with. So if I'm eating ice cream, I love it. If I'm not eating ice cream, I've just finished, I hate it. And if I didn't do either of them, I would have a regret.
Continue.
I think, yeah, I'm just rambling. Go ahead.
What about self-control over that, though?
Self-control feels really good.
Like, you realize it's not going to... Yeah, self-control does feel really good, but it's more uncomfortable in the moment, like, even more extreme than if you didn't eat ice cream.
Yeah.
Because now you've put the temptation in front of you that you can eat ice cream, but you're not going to.
Yeah.
Because you're not actually getting ice cream in the future. Your reward is that you didn't eat ice cream.
That's crazy.
Your reward is that you controlled yourself not to. And that can be a pretty tough thing where some people, I would think, get in a cycle of saying, I don't want to do this anymore. I got to quit it. Mm-hmm. And then they keep going back to it because they're just so into it.
Right.
They're not exercising self-control.
Yeah. I tend to have this with my sleep schedule. One of the things is I put too much in one day that I probably shouldn't be. But then the other thing is like, well, I really like being up late, but I have to be up early. At night, I kind of know I'm going to regret it. But at night, it's like, well, I'm writing this thing for school. Sometimes I can't really control it. It's like, I got it. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I can control it. I should have managed my time better. I should have thought through this before I did what, before I just sat and listened to music. I should have been like, oh, I don't know, writing, doing the thing that I'm staying up late doing. So that's where, that's where I really feel that I need more self-control in the, that's where I do have regrets. Looking back, I'm like, I woke up and I should have went to bed. So yeah, self-control is a big one. I like it.
Yeah, like it doesn't feel good in the moment and it won't feel good in the future until you've been rid of that thing entirely. It's like your motivation is not having this thing control you anymore.
But
and it's strange because it feels like we're wired to be always wanting something like physical or like that gives us a response. And there's no response when you remove like the only response you're getting it. Well, I mean, you do feel good when you've controlled yourself.
Yes, it's more of a long term thing. Whereas these little obsessions are, they won't actually fulfill anything, but then having that self-control will. Yes. This is cool conversations, everybody.
Yes. Now, I would like you to, you should give us a 4 minute and 2 second bit on the other saying, reflecting back on.
You want me to talk
hindsight 2020? Can you talk a little bit more about it? Because I was struggling in the beginning to understand.
Yes. 4 minutes and 12 seconds. Here we go. So, hindsight 2020, Josie, I know, hates it when people say this. And that's kind of why we're talking about it, because she is a huge fan of the show.
Not for long.
Because we're talking about it. We're going to start saying it. No, but people will say, and maybe they're almost the same thing. Maybe they're not. I'm going to hash it out here for everyone here. So lay down a beat for me. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Hindsight 2020, not from the year 2020. It's like vision. You know, you got 2020 vision, both eyes. Good. So looking back, I feel like it's kind of what hindsight means. In fact, I'm going to figure out what hindsight means right now. What does hindsight, oh, it's hindsight, like behind. The ability to understand after something has happened. So, let's use a fairly generic example of ice cream. We like to repeat examples here on the SchmitzCon show. So, ice cream, I ate too much ice cream, but I didn't really understand in the moment that I was going to be sick or feel terrible after the fact. So I start eating ice cream. I still don't understand. I have to go through the actions, the motions, whatever, in order to experience the consequences. Maybe as a kid, you don't know to not touch the stove. You think, oh, I'm going to touch the stove. And then you could say, oh, the hindsight on that. The hindsight is that...
hindsight, I shouldn't have done
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Right,
like looking back.
Exactly. Now, the 2020 comes in when it's hindsight, or I shouldn't have done that. It's perfectly clear, I think, is kind of what the 2020 means.
Oh, 2020. Okay. Like looking back, it was obviously clear that this shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
I should have done this.
It's the phenomenon... according to LinkedIn, the phenomenon of being able to see things more clearly after they've happened. So, that is half the amount of time you wanted me to talk for, and I think that will suffice.
Okay, I will talk the other half, or attempt to. So, my thoughts on that hindsight 2020, it was obviously clear that, like, you are looking back and have better clarity. I don't think it necessarily has to be negative in saying, like, you regret something that you see more clearly now. I would say most of the time it is, but, and probably when you use that as a saying. What's fun about this in my segment here is that I don't understand how to use the phrase yet, but I'm discovering how I would use the phrase. So,
which is fun, yes.
I don't see a reason to use it positively. So it's like hindsight, I can see clearly now that, and then it follows with usually something right. that you probably learned or you probably regret and would wish you would have done better. Now, yes, you could think, oh, I see clearly now that that was the right thing. I made the right move, even though I wasn't sure in the moment.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying there?
Yes.
Right, like having little information, but you made the right move, like being put to the test on something and you're not 100% sure, but you make your decision, you try and think of it through, and then you're like, hindsight 2020, I went through with it and I did the right thing, even though it was pretty hard to do in the moment. Like, let's say putting your, like, this is kind of a sad one, but putting your pet down. Your pet is sick and it's hard to make that decision to end your pet's life, right? That's,
yes.
That stinks to do.
Yes.
But you're like, you know, the animal might be suffering, so you do it, even though it's a huge cost to you and it could be a potential thing that the animal might recover from, although it might not be. And then you can think in the future, like, it was right that I did that. I hadn't fully come to realize up until now that the disease ailing my pet was making it hurt a lot, and it was better that we just ended it there for it.
Yes.
Did I make my time?
I forgot to time you, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I like all of that. That's good stuff. I think we did delve deep into the mysterious world of hindsight 2020, just a little bit there on the surface. That's an oxymoron. So, delve deep to the surface. We should
rise slowly to the ground.
We should do sayings that don't make sense at all next week.
Rise up to the floor.
Just fake phrases. Yes. Oh man, drippy faucets
make
are
sure
the worst.
Make sure to close the wall when you walk through it.
Make sure, yeah. Hey,
always, turn the light switch in.
Always, yeah, yeah. Always
turn the light switch inside out.
Always remember, be cruel in reverse. That one just yes. Nonsensical. Yeah. Any hindsight 2020 moments for you? Sorry, Josie, we're going to use it genuinely.
Any hindsight 2020 moments for me? I'm sure there's lots of things I could think of that I regret now that I see clearly. Like, one was probably certain ways I treated certain people a few years back. Probably should have done things a little differently.
Yeah.
I'm not going to elaborate because I would not like to elaborate.
Good deal. I will elaborate. For myself, there was a
lots of ums.
Oh, yeah, starting to sweat. No, high school relationships. Hindsight 2020, bad idea. See, I can do it. It was a, and then honestly, like, should have never gotten into the situation. But I think once the situation was really, it was kind of weird. It was nothing too serious at all in the sense of weirdness, but like, I was hanging out with this girl and her mom was just, well, we'll leave it at that. Her mom was a little bit, you know, contradictory in what she was doing and saying and her actions and her words and things like that. And
yep.
I should have just left sooner. That's my hindsight 2020.
Okay, well, if you're going to be personal like that, I'll do one with my own experience with relationship. That was a similar thought of getting out sooner. I think I realized that I wasn't really compatible with the girl I was with very early on, within a few months. Uh-huh. But I kept going because I wasn't sure how to end it. Without being maybe making someone feel pretty uncomfortable. Yeah. And I realize now, looking back, that I just drew out something I didn't need to draw out.
Yeah. There we go.
And I should have kind of just stuck, you know, stood on my feet and kind of got it done. And still, you can be respectful, but make people uncomfortable. You just have to, like, having thoughts for yourself doesn't mean everyone has to be comfortable. That's how we have advanced as a civilization. Like, people are allowed to say what they want to say, and that's what makes it the best place. It's because you are free to say what you want at others' possible expense.
I enjoy uncomfortable situations. Maybe that's a toxic trait. I don't know.
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, in order to, like, I'm trying to think. Let me look it up. There was something that Jordan Peterson said at one point.
Oh, you're a Jordan Peterson kind of guy.
Okay. I'm trying to find it. Please narrate.
It was a cloudy afternoon on the east state of Michigan. Joshua joined his Google Meet, meet.google.com/PUE-GCCO-QCB?author user equals 0 and HL equals EN call, and started talking on the podcast. It was a nice day outside, and it's cold inside because the air conditioning is on, so the heat dish is also on, which is a little contradictory. And, you know, looking back, like, there's no regrets, but also at the same time, hindsight 2020, man. No regrets, for real. No regrets, hindsight 2020.
Okay.
The rest of this will be edited out. Oh, we've got it. So, never mind.
Yes. Jordan Peterson said, in order to be able to think, you have to risk being offensive. Like, when you put your ideas out there, you are exchanging your ideas with someone else, even though it might be controversial or challenging. In order to engage in meaningful dialogue and critical thinking, I'm reading kind of someone's thoughts on it themselves too, mixing it with my own. Individuals yeah. must be willing to confront uncomfortable or offensive viewpoints. But what's good about that is that it allows you to have those conversations and get your thoughts out there. And other people yeah. can too. Otherwise, no one's saying anything and no one has thoughts for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do, like, not maybe necessarily to that extreme, but it's what I should have done, is risk being offensive or God, making someone uncomfortable.
Had an opinion. Took a stance.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. There's been many times where I should have been risked being offensive and taken a stronger stance. And, like, you know, looking back, or hindsight 2020, I don't know. I think the 2020 thing is because that we don't like is that, or that I should say Josie doesn't like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Josie, but is that, like, we can't really know perfectly. But, okay, in hindsight, I would say I wish I was more controversial, stood up for myself more in the conflicting situations, and had a way cooler, just an awesome, epic walkout. That would have been hilarious. I'm just smiling thinking about it. But yeah, that's I like what you said there. I like what you read there.
Just like we like transitioning to,
we're going back into
lower IQ mode.
You know it. You love it. Your favorite segments. You know what the segments are?
Frankie's Ant Farms. I don't remember. The Meaningful Thoughts and Farley Feature.
Yes.
And End Discussion Post Show.
Yeah, we haven't done a post show in a minute. So, First off, which would you like to start with?
Farley feature.
All right. I need you to give me... Well, nope. I'm just going to hit shuffle. One moment, please. Please wait. That's not shuffle. This is shuffle. All right. Here we go.
Matt Kemp. He's 6'3", 225. He is the greatest Dodger alive. He looks like a bison going round the bases. He puts big smiles on Dodgers fans' faces. Matt Kemp.
Yeah.
Matt Kemp.
Yes. Great song.
What's the name of the song?
Would you like me to tell you or would you like me to guess?
I bet it's Matt. What's his name? Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp is the name of the song by the Los Angeles Sports Band.
Wow, there are so many. I can't. He just has unlimited aliases.
It's so true. Find a new one every week. So, hey, Matt Kemp, what a great song. I like it. I want to analyze it. I like the music behind it a little bit. Unique. It had a little grit to it. Yeah.
A little grit to it. Okay. Thank you, Matt Farley, for your weekly
contribution.
Parasitic. I mean appreciative. Appreciated.
Yeah. Contribution. Matt. Woohoo. Yes.
Holy and, noise.
Yeah, so to Matt, yeah. That was weird holy noise.
weird holy noise. Can you play all of our we should label them just so maybe new listeners want to know.
Yes.
What each one of them are.
If new listeners want to know. All right. Years ago, Asher and I messed around. We played with the microphones for quite a while and came up with something called Holy Time. Weeks ago, Asher and I decided we needed sequels, so we made Unholy Noise. And minutes later, we decided every single third is a must, so it's Calamity Sounds. And to that, my friend Jaden would say,
boom.
There's our sounds.
That's right. Yes. Those are our sounds. We technically do have other ones like slavery, cash money sound, and the applause, but we've refrained from using those mostly in season 3.
Correct. Yes. Those are big in season 1 for sure. Anyway,
Asher's Ant Farms. Need I say more? That is my entire segment right there. I'm not even going to try for this one. Asher's right Ant there. Farms. You know what I'm about to say.
Did you ever get bought out by that other company or not yet? Are you still working on that?
I bought them out.
Nice.
All 12 of them. All 12 companies trying to buy me out. I bought them.
Are you allowed to disclose how much your net worth is after the purchases?
No, but I will say that I am starting an ant farm monopoly and you can't stop me.
Yes. And to that I say, okay, I don't remember.
Ant farm.
I don't remember what time I pulled out of the McDonald's drive-thru this morning, but it was only 50 cents for a breakfast sandwich.
Okay, I don't remember the last time I ate a pork chop.
That works so well.
I don't remember. It's true.
Weird. All right.
Thoughts.
Well,
thoughts.
Now it's time for one of 18 thoughts to think. And number 5. We're on number 5, I believe. 70% of house guests snoop through other people's medicine cabinets and drawers. Thoughts?
I have had to go through medicine cabinets or drawers, but not to snoop, but to actually get someone their medication because they couldn't get up anymore.
Oh,
I've also done it on accident when looking for soap. And then you can't help but look because the soap is right next to their interesting medications.
Right.
But good thing I don't know what pretty much anything does because it's all long and complicated names now. And I'm not that nosy.
Yeah.
I just think this person's on drugs and needs to be avoided.
Perfect. So you get your soap and you get out.
Get the soap and get out of the house.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you, Juan. Thank you all for listening to the Schmitz Con Show. Any closing thoughts before post-show, Asher?
Yes, I do have a closing thought. So this has been the Schmitz Con Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We appreciate all of you. You can let us know your questions, comments, concerns, recommendations. Send us your favorite style of socks that you like to wear on Monday evenings.
Monday evenings specifically. Yes.
And with that, this has been the Schmitz Con Show. Once again, closing out.
I'm Joshua.
I'm Asher.
Stay informed.
Stay spontaneous.
And
always loop back.
Post show.
I think this went very well. I'm glad we had to try a couple times.
What'd you say? Clanking dishes to say hello to Asher.
Hello, Josie. You should know, Josie, that we talked about things you didn't want us to talk about. Like hindsight 2020.
I will. She'll hear it when she listens. I will not be shouting that entire phrase up the stairs.
Longest post show ever recorded.
I enjoy post shows.
Me too.